You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We are grateful for your grace, our King of Kings, this day. For it is by your mercies that we are not consumed. Great is thy faithfulness. We are here to pray at Bethel Encounters Anointed Tuesday. Yesterday, I hope you were able to pray at Blessed Monday with us. If you were not able to, I'll urge you to do so and be blessed by the fellowship in prayer which we went through. It's never too late to partake of the blessing through prayer. Jesus, my deliverer, has been our monthly theme, Isaiah chapter 21, verse 6. And we gather at Bethel Encounter to pray, focusing on these themes in various aspects in application to our lives and in application to the lives of others, where we intercede not only for ourselves but for others. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. Today, our prayer is centered on proclaiming liberty with authority. Proclaiming liberty with authority. Our main scripture is from the C part of Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, which says, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Jesus sets captives free with his word, and therefore, as ministers, we are called not to just observe bondages, but to proclaim liberty wherever we find ourselves. Yesterday, our Blessed Monday, we learned that the Lord Jesus Christ liberates us by proclaiming liberty to us by his word, where we are liberated, and then he also uses us to liberate others. Today we are learning that we are not supposed to contain bondages or just observe bondages, but where we see others bound, we are to proclaim liberty to every captive. When ministers preach, sing, pray, and decree under Jesus' authority, chains break. So you know the song, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. When we proclaim the word of God, when we sing, when we pray, interceding for others, when we lead others in worship, when we minister to others in song, when we preach the gospel to others, not when we edify others, it breaks bondages. Sometimes someone, even in church, may be so depressed that they may want to commit suicide. You have the inclination in your heart. You just sense the burden in your heart to share the word of God with that person. It is the leading of the Holy Spirit. If you would just obey and share the word of God with that person, you would have rescued someone from committing suicide on a Sunday afternoon. You see, we ought to be led by the Spirit of God and boldly share the word of God, boldly sing. Your refusal to sing on a certain day may be ridding someone of some form of liberation from some kind of captivity. You may not understand the extent to which your influence goes, but the Lord knows. That's why we are supposed to freely share the word of God. We have to sing the word of God. We don't have to sing when we feel like it. Today I'm in the mood, tomorrow I'm not in the mood, so I won't sing today. Today my voice is crooked, I sound like a frog, so I won't sing. As we are led by the Spirit of God and as we have every single opportunity, except when we are stopped by the Spirit of God from sharing for his reasons, which are rare and specific, Generally, the Lord has commanded us to serve him wholeheartedly from our hearts. He says, serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Every aspect of our being must be tuned to serving the Lord, where we are channels of his anointing, his power. As we sing, the power of God flows through us. Sometimes you're like, oh, Pastor, even when I was singing, I wasn't feeling anything. Who told you at that point you were even singing for yourself? Focus on the word of God. Sometimes, and it's because, I didn't see someone falling or someone raising their hand. Sometimes we are searching for validation of God's presence by the behavior of someone. When you sing the word of God, believe in your heart that word you are singing, it carries power. Don't wait for someone to raise up their hands when you are ministering before you realize that the word that you are singing carries power. It carries power. Whether you believe it or not, so my friend, believe it. Believe it. Because if you don't believe it, someone may be blessed by believing in the word in which you are singing. And because of your unbelief, that person is blessed, but you are not blessed. It is time for us to be very conscious of God's word. Even as we sing it, understand that it carries power. It is your choice to believe it or not. For you doing the work of God, you are being a channel. But believe that when you sing, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. So whatever chain you are addressing, understand that it's broken. You may not have seen it physically broken instantly, but understand that as you sang it, it's broken in the spirit, and over time it will manifest in Jesus' mighty name. Don't be down and don't be doubting the very songs that you sing. Don't be doubting the very word that you share with others. You tell others that there is hope in Jesus Christ. And because you are in a certain situation which may be uncomfortable for you at that point, you feel that, there is no hope. Please, there is hope in Christ Jesus. It's not everybody that Jesus spoke to and instantly, but over time, say, go and show yourself to the priest. By the time they got there, they were healed. There were times that one time Jesus spoke to the fig tree, but the following day it was withered. And so we need to understand that once the word of God has gone out of our lips, to whether ministering to somebody, whether singing unto the Lord, let's understand that something happens. Paul and Silas, they began to pray. They began to sing. And at a point, there was a visitation. There was a visitation. There was a visitation. So as I'm saying one more time and as I bring it to a close at this point, don't wait to see someone break into tears before you realize that the word that you are singing, there is power in it. Because sometimes, just playing of a tune and then someone just has a memory and then they begin to cry. And then you think that, so the Lord has visited that person. Please, wherever the word of the king is, there is power. So today I'm dwelling on the delivery of the word of God through our singing, through our sharing, not only to unbelievers, but sharing the word of God with one another. and also prayer. Prayer that is based on scripture. You may think that as we are praying, you see, we are praying based on scripture. The word of God is effective and it is working. It is not just we clapping our hands and then screaming and no. It is the word of God. The word of God being the foundation, that is what carries power. And whether you believe it or not, it will manifest in your life even as you speak the word and you pray the word. It will manifest, but you ought to believe it so that it manifests in your life in Jesus' name. I believe that a minister who has heard today's word has been blessed, and your life shall not be, it cannot be the same again in the name of Jesus. Our first prayer, John 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We are praying that, Father in heaven, fill my mouth with truth that breaks lies and releases people from ignorance and deception in Jesus' name. Fill my mouth with truth. Truth is Jesus. Truth is what Jesus has said. Fill my mouth with truth that breaks every lie and releases people, including myself, from ignorance. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's lift up our voices and begin to pray. Fill my mouth with truth, O Lord. Fill my mouth with truth, O Lord. Fill my mouth with truth, O Lord. We learned that we should pray as we pray. Talk reduces. Fill my mouth with truth, with your word, with your word. Fill my mouth with your truth, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Breaking every deceit, breaking every deceit, breaking every chain of deceit, breaking every chain of deceit, in the name of Jesus. Fill my word with truth. Fill my word and my mouth with truth. Fill the words of my lips with truth, O Lord. Let me speak your truth boldly in the name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. It shall accomplish that which I please. Who is the I there? The Lord. It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Today, as we pray this prayer, every promise of the Lord concerning our lives, scripture says that his thoughts concerning us are of good and not of evil, to bring us to an expected end. As we pray this prayer, God's good thoughts concerning our lives shall be established in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Father in heaven, let your word in my mouth accomplish deliverance wherever it is sent. In Jesus' name. In effect, this means that every prayer we have prayed, whether for ministry members, whether for applicants, every prayer we have prayed, every good word we have said, even or shared at ministry, that it be effective. Effectiveness. Effectiveness. Accomplishments of the word in the name of Jesus. As you see the prayer on your screen with the, together with the word of God, lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for accomplishing of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. From the monthly theme, to the sharing of scriptures, Lord, to every prayer said, even at ministry, in every meeting. Lord, we thank you for the fulfillment of your word, the accomplishing of your word, in the mighty name of Jesus, that it cannot fail. It shall not fail. It shall fulfill your purpose. It shall fulfill your intent. It shall fulfill your will. It shall accomplish your agenda in the mighty name of Jesus. That which pleases you, it shall accomplish it in the mighty name of Jesus. Rebebe kebaya shande de de ebe rababaya zondo do 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 bosebe de beya kaba. Every word of healing, it's accomplished in the name of Jesus. Maya kabara baya de 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 be kebe de be rababaya abosebe de beya kaba. Every prayer based on your word of salvation, deliverance, in the name of Jesus, it's accomplished. In the name of Jesus, it cannot fail. It cannot fail. It cannot fail. According to your word in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. Every word of hope. Every word of resurrection, every word of awakening in the name of Jesus, it cannot fail. It cannot fail. It cannot fail. We give you the glory, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our very last prayer from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We are praying, Father in heaven, teach me to war in prayer and declaration, pulling down strongholds over lives and atmospheres in Jesus' name. We learned at a meeting last Sunday, Dominion meeting last Sunday, that when we keep talking and our prayer reduces, but the more we pray, the lesser we talk. We are supposed to pray and not to faint. And so we are praying that, Lord, let the weapons of our warfare be mighty, pulling down strongholds. So, Father in heaven, teach us to war in prayer and declaration, pulling down strongholds over lives and atmospheres. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is to kindle your prayer life. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Teach us to war in prayer and declarations.
Jesus, pulling down every stronghold over lives and atmospheres in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, to war in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, pulling down strongholds. In the mighty name of Jesus,
in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus. Jesus is the only way. He's the truth and he's the life. He's truth, he's life, and he's the only way to our Father in heaven. If you want to have access to eternal life, even after physical death, and also be a part of God's kingdom, to be restored back to the creator of the entire universe, Just say this short prayer after me, believing in your heart, even as you confess on your lips. Lord Jesus, I come before your throne of grace. Today, I ask for mercy. Please forgive me of my sins, for I'm just a sinner. I repent of each and every one of my sins, Lord. And I ask, please, as you forgive me, please fill me with your Holy Spirit and fill my life with your power, granting me grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. For all the things that the Lord has done for us in this service, we want to lift up this song unto the Lord. Nyawaya mami doso miho nyamika chira mansai nyamie
Christ in the service, contact us through our email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also send it to glowmusicministry@gmail.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. You're welcome to the family of God, and God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.